Page 5, The Potter and His Clay. There was a man who was a potter. He took pride in everything he created. He took time to mold and to shape it. Sometimes he would drop the clay, or put too much water. A man would have to add more clay to get it to the right texture. If you think over your life, reflect on when you gave your life to Christ, and before you turned it completely to Him. How many times do you recall being on a potter's wheel? I remember my life changing, and the times I wailed out in despair, getting rid of all the old, and coming into what was new. My heart had changed from being hard to being warm. I know it was not of my own will. I felt as though a piece of clay being formed and molded by the hands of God, being spent on a wheel called life. All the while, being molded and formed to be a creation from our Heavenly Father. The Lord is the potter and we are the clay. Let Him mold us into His own creation. He will move out what is not needed and will restore what is needed. He gave us life. He knows what we need, who we are, and what we will be. Just submit unto the Lord. Don't be watered down, and don't get dried out. Let Him shape us, and get the glory out of a fresh and beautiful creation.